the rising junior out of Salisbury University and a Bel Air, Maryland native. He's had five games appeared in so far with seven innings of work. He's allowed nine hits and six runs, but has acquired two strikeouts. So 6.43 ERA, so an unfamiliar position for Whitcamp. He hasn't been the starter yet in the game, so he's coming as a reliever role. He's really pitched kind of 7-8 in that range in the innings. So it will be a big change for him, but we'll see how he can adapt. The rockers for them, they're going with Christian Fauci on the mound. Carlos Hernandez at catcher. Mateo Matthews at first. Zane Zielinski at second. Jason Jones at third. Cooper Kelly at shortstop. Jack Coleman at left. Kendall Yule at center. And JoJo Jackson at right. So umpires today, Gary Glover at home plate. He's the crew chief. Brendan Ottens at first, and Brendan Hastings at third. So Kendall Yule will step in now out of the University of Kentucky from Calumet City, Illinois, batting a 342. So 26 hits and 14 RBIs for him. So the right-hander will start in as Whitcamp looks, sets, and fires on the first offering up on the inside edge at a fastball up and away, 1-0. So Yule did not appear in game one. The Raptors were victorious in that game. It was big for them to take down Green Bay as Yule pulls it away left side. Raptors got runs in the bottom of the fourth as Gallison was able to get home. Broussard was able to get home. Two RBI singles from Jorge Degatti and Chris Conniff, which allowed those runners to get home. So one ball, one strike. Whitcamp will set in. He'll serve on a curveball. Up and in the inside, but finds the zone, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Mitchell Whitcamp, a guy who had eight appearances this season for Salisbury. He had a 3.21 ERA and eight strikeouts. The 1-2 and a curveball, swing and a miss. So Whitcamp starts his day off on the right foot, strikes out Yule, and Zane Zielinski will step in now.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspire.
And he swings and hits a weak bouncer over to Whitcamp, who slips and falls, picks it up, stands up and throws to first. So Whitcamp adjusts nicely as he falls initially, slips down on his backside. He gets up in a hurry and finds a way to get the assist. So Carlos Hernandez, who's 0 for 3 with a strikeout on his last time here earlier today. So went 0 for 3. Had 1K, but he's a power hitter. Bats a 328. 45 hits and 23 RBI. So he was DHing in the first game. He slotted in at catcher today. As it's two down, Whitcamp will come set. He'll step in and fire, lower the zone. Four ball, 1-0. That was a fastball at 88. Four home runs for Hernandez at Anderson University and from Buford, Georgia. So Whitcamp was one strikeout. He got the assist on the ground out. And he'll look in and fire the 1-0 on a swing and a bouncer. Pulled away left side. One ball, one strike. Two down. Whitcamp stands on the first base side of the slab. He'll look in. One ball, one strike. Two down, the 1-1 and a swing and a bouncer. Over to Brendan Bobo at third. Catches it in the left. Throws it over with his right hand for a three up and three down inning. Gets him down and Bobo gets the assist. So we head to the bottom of the first. Rafters and Rockers just getting going. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
So, bottom of the first, as here at Witterfield, it is Bark in the Park night, as the Southwood County Humane Society is putting on a great outing for everybody. Everybody has their dogs. And while the sponsors for Bark in the Park are Morrison Tree Service, LLC. They have full service trees. Piggly Wiggly, Bow Wow Meow, Ruby Reds, OMG Butchering, LLC, La Taqueria, Let's Create, and Dollar General. Come play bingo with the Southwood County Humane Society. Give a donation, get a card, and a chance to win a gift basket from a local business. So a great thing that they're putting on as this, the Humane Society, and everybody has their dogs out. Even on a day where it is cloudy and rainy, we thank everybody that is come and visit the desk at the Humane Society. So we're all excited to see everybody's dogs out, and it's a great time for it here in the second game of the doubleheader as Nolan Sailors will lead off. So Sailors out of Creighton. He'll face Christian Fouch. And Christian Fouch, a guy at the University of Arkansas from Littleton, Colorado, and a guy that has had five games appeared in with a 1-1 record. He won versus Boston College and lost versus Madison. He'll serve in the first offering at a strike, 0-1. That was a fastball that reached 96. So he has quite the bit of arm. Went to Chatfield High School in Colorado, was the number one ranked pitcher out of the state. 0-1 count, and the pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. So Christian Fouch has thrown seven strikeouts in two games as he has allowed 18 hits, 17 and a third innings pitched, 26 strikeouts in total, and a 4.67 ERA. 1-2 count on Nolan Sailors leading off. Fouch, the right-hander. He'll stand on the third base side of the mound. Come set and fire the fastball. Swing and a miss. So Sailors goes down. That was a fastball at 96. So Anthony Gallison, 22 hits in total on 85 at-bats with 9 RBIs. He bats at 271. So Gallison, 1-for-2 with a run. And he also got a double last time up, which was in the first game. So he went 1-for-2 in game one. One down, Fouch fires way inside. Gallison has to back away. 1-0 count. So Christian Fouch already starts his day off with a strikeout. So same order as the first game, Sailors, Gallison, and Johnson, as Gallison fouls it right side. 1-1. One ball, one strike with one down. Fouch loves to go within the fastballs. He has a big arm, and he struck out Sailors. Rafters went three up and three down in the top of the first. Green Bay looking to respond here in the bottom half. Taking a deep breath is Fouch. He'll step in, kick high, and take the 1-1, a swing and a miss upstairs. 1-2, so Gallison down in the count, and a guy that's had 9 runs, 9 RBIs. So slotted in at left field as he's so very much often is put in that position. Fouch with one strikeout nearing his second. He'll kick high and serve the 1-2 up and high that pushes inside of the zone on a way 2-2. The inside part, but out of the left edge of the zone, 2-2. So plays his collegiate ball. He's a rising sophomore for the Arkansas Razorbacks in the SEC. And the 2-2 comes in, and he's swinging a pop-up, pulled away right field side. Staying alive here is Gallison. So Anthony Gallison, Coastal Carolina guy who appeared in 16 games with 7 starts. Back in 2023, he broke his leg, which didn't allow him to play that much. So he's looking to stay here the whole summer. He needs the reps. He knows he needs it. And the 2-2, a wild pitch that bounces ahead of Hernandez, comes in for a ball, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The Elon graduate. Graduated with an economics degree in 2021. He played and started in all 44 games for them in the season. He was only one of two players to do that. So the 3-2 popped up right side, and running after it is Mateo Matthews, who catches it just to the right of the first baseline. 2 down. So Ty Johnson, 44 hits for him. And a guy that on 147 bats, bats a 299. 20 RBIs and 22 strikeouts. He also has 23 runs in total. So 2 down here for the Rockers.
Griffin, go ahead.
And Fouch will look in once more. He'll look and serve. And that just outside, below the zone, 1-0. That was an off-speed pitch of 85. 1-0 count.
Griffin, go ahead.
2 down. Looking in is Vouch. He'll step in fire, and there's a fastball right down the plate. 1-1. That was at 96 this time. But I don't think we've seen a guy throw this fast. You know, we've seen Blake Barker for the Rafters get to 93, 94 range. But Fouch finds a way to get to 96. And a swing and a weak ground ball over to Zielinski at second. Has all the time in the world and throws it on to first for the third out. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Rockers. We head to the top of the second. Scoreless through one. We'll step away here on WFHR.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call in their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROinstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the second inning, JoJo Jackson will lead off for the Rockers. Out of Georgia State from Atlanta, Georgia, He bats a .325. He has lit up the stat sheet. 39 hits and 24 RBIs. He also has 17 runs as well. So Whitcamp was able to acquire a strikeout. He struck out Kendall Yule as Jackson fouls the first pitch backside, 0-1. So Yule struck out swinging. Zielinski grounded out to the pitcher, and Hernandez grounded out to third. 0-1 here to JoJo Jackson, the right fielder. Two home runs in the 0-1 on the swing and a foul back on the bottom side of the bat, 0-2. So a quick first inning, six combined outs between the two teams, as it was just like that in the first game. 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2, and a swing and a high ball lifted in the air in the left field. Gallison tracks it down and makes the easy catch for one down. So two away near the top of the second. A pop out from Jackson. So Jason Jones, another Arkansas product, a teammate of the pitcher Christian Fouch, out of Savannah, Texas. Batting at .272, he's got three home runs. This is a Green Bay team that leads the league in home runs with 36. And Whitcamp throws a curveball, but sees the right edge. 0-1. So no balls, a strike with one down. 0-1 count. The 0-1, and a swing and a lifted ball. It goes a line drive right into Bobo at left. He reaches above his head, makes an easy catch. And two down. So Jones lines out. One away. And Jack Holman, he'll step in now. Holman had one RBI and had a walk as well. Unfortunate for him, he had that sac fly RBI, which was good, but he'll see the first offering, and it comes in for a strike. 0-1. So Jackson flies out to left. Jones lines out to third. And the UCLA products will see the 0-1, but that goes down the plate for a strike. 0-2. So a two-strike count. And here we're two down. Now Whitcamp likes it. He'll kick high, set, and serve the 0-2, and a swing and a ball lifted in the air. A low fly ball, but Johnson comes out and makes the grab in right center. So once again, the Raptors go 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the second, scoreless through 1.5. We'll step away on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows level off around 56. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second, as scoreless And stepping on for the Raptors. So the Raptors have retired six straight banners on the defensive side. Green Bay has retired three. So leading off is Brendan Bobo, who caught that line drive from Jones in the top half of this inning. So Bobo, in the first game, he went 1-for-3 with an RBI. He lined a ball in the right field to eventually get Levi Jensen home. So that's where the third run came from. But the game ended in the bottom of the seventh. So the Raptors out hit Green Bay 5-2 in game one. So Bobo, Cal State Fullerton in Santa Cruz, California, and once again leading the team in RBIs with 28. He also leads the team, though, in strikeouts. He's struck out 30 times. So Christian Fouch, who struck out Sailors to lead off the top of the bottom of the first. He'll serve in the first offering, and it comes away on a fastball at 94, 1-0. So Fouch continuing to work his counts and be as good as he's been. Then the 1-0 away ball thrown way outside, 2-0. That was lifted way above the zone, 2-0. So a very similar lineup, almost the exact same as terms of the batting order in the first. The only difference is Alex Duffy will be at the catcher's position instead of Jensen. The 2-0 and a check swing and not fully coming across. Third base umpire Brandon Hastings said that comes in for a ball. 3-0. 3-0 count. Fouch on the verge of walking his first batter. And throws the ball way upstairs, out of the zone for ball number four. So four straight balls. That puts the first runner on of this game as Bobo will take first. So Garrett Broussard, 30 hits for him on 127 at-bats. He bats a 236. 12 RBIs. He also has 18 runs. He's homered twice in the past four games. Had a two-run shot against Traverse City the other day on Sunday, and then yesterday lifted a ball into the air in the left field, which was able to get behind the wall for another two-run shot. So Christian Fouch working in once more. He'll set in fire and serves the inside strike, 0-1. So, once again, another fastball that paints the zone at 92. So, Bobo at first. 0-1 count. Fouch sets high. He'll look and serve. And a swing and a ball popped away on the backside. Hernandez watches it go behind home plate into the netting. 0-2. No balls, two strikes here. Fouch struck out Sailors. Gallison popped out to first, and Johnson grounded out to second. So that's how the first inning went. 0-2 count. And Bobo leads off. Fouch will look in once more. He's already had one strikeout, and the 0-2 to Broussard. He foul tips it off the top side of the bat, just barely. 0-2 count. Bobo leads off. No balls, two strikes. Fouch sets up and takes a deep breath, a long stare at home. The 0-2 and up and away for a ball. Hernandez likes it, was shaking his head and in approval, just has to find the zone. That was a fastball, 95. One ball, two strikes. Fouch on the fourth offering. And Bubba with a walk, he'll stand at first. The 1-2 way inside. Broussard backs away and sees the second ball. So after two straight strikes, two balls in a row. So the count runs at two apiece. Nobody down here, bottom of the second. Garrett Broussard, a stud at Utah Valley. In 2023 for them, he had 51 games played, 48 games started, 52 hits, and 7 home runs. Also 36 RBIs, which was his career highs in a season. So, a native of San Juan Capistrano, California. So, Bobo at first to 2-2. Bounces towards Hernandez. He chucks it now to second. And Zielinski late to the tag. Bobo gets there in time. Slides cleat first. And stands up. So, runner in scoring position. Garrett Broussard, a core member of the Raptors last season, led the team in bats, total games played, and was second in total hits with 63. In high school for him, he earned South Coast League First Team All-Conference accolades, so was a stud in high school as well. The count is full. Fouch looks over at second. He'll serve the payoff. A wild pitch that drops into the backstop. Bobo was shaking between second and third. Didn't know if he should go, but had the green light for sure. So Bobo at third. So Bobo at third, and Garrett Broussard is walked. So back-to-back walks puts runners at first and third. Chris Conniff, who got an RBI single in last game, which sent Broussard home. No outs here, bottom second. Runners at first and third. Rafters knocking on the door to crack the scoreboard here, bottom two. Fouch serves away, and it comes in for a ball, 1-0. So Chris Conniff, last year for the Raptors, batted a 250. Four total catches, three assists, and a putout. Well, no, excuse me, 128 at-bats he had. He batted a 250 with 128 at-bats, 23 runs, 32 hits, and 18 RBIs. 1-0 count. Broussard at first, Bobo at third. Fouch, a one ball count here. He'll look and fire way inside as Conniff on the check swing, but it comes in for two balls now. So two straight walks. And now Chris Kreplin jogging out to his pitcher and having a word with his pitcher, Christian Fouch. But Chris Conniff had a great year for Wagner College, was an All-Northeast Conference team selection, was an absolute beast for them this year. 52 games started, 203 at-bats. He had 75 hits, 39 RBIs, and he batted a 369, seven home runs in the season as well. So was a, in high school, was a stud as well, as so many of these guys are playing at these big Division I programs. He was a three-year member of the Norco High School varsity baseball team, was an all CIF Southern Section second team his junior year. There's a pitch violation. 2-0 count. Runners at first and third. And it looks like a pitch violation on Christian Fouch. So actually, now it's three balls now. So Fouch gets a pitch violation. That's the first time we've seen that in a bit. And the count runs 3-0. And peppering inside finds his own for a strike, 3-1. So 3-1 count. One more ball loads the bases with nobody down. So 3-1. And Conniff pops it away left side. And it comes in at 3-2. So Fouch staying alive in this count, working back into it. Able to get two strikes. And now a full count. Broussard with a walk. He's at first. Bobo with a walk. Two stolen bases for him. Well, stolen base and then got on base on a wild pitch. So the payoff from Fouch. Swing and a miss. Conniff reaches out for it on the left side and goes down swinging. So it's the second strikeout of Christian Fouch's day. And Jorge Degatti, 24 hits for him. Batting a 316, leads the team in batting average. He also has 10 runs and 7 RBIs. So Degatti, the DH today in this second game, was slotted in at third in game one. One down, Fouch serves in. And that's skied away, fouled out of the ballpark, 0-1. 0-1 count, Christian Fauch, two walks, two strikeouts, and he's got help from his infield where Gallison popped out, and a ground out as well from Johnson. One runner in scoring position at third. Bobo leads off. Broussard at first. The 0-1 and a foul back. 0-2. Bottom of the second here. No balls, two strikes, one out. 0-2 count. And they step in. The set to serve from Fauch and a swing and a miss. Dergotti goes down, extends his arm as he tries to get the top side of that bat. But unfortunately for him, he goes down swinging. So back-to-back strikeouts. Well done from Fauch. Had two runners on first and third. Still does. But Conniff was up in the count 3-0 and has been able to pepper the strike zone. Luke Hansen, the shortstop. He'll be slotted in today at the sixth position as he was in game one, so no changes there. Hansen, five hits on 27 at-bats. Bats a 185. So the right-hander and Fauch will serve up and away on the first offering for a ball, 1-0. Broussard at first, Bobo at third. A 1-0 count. Two down. And looking in and firing inside of the zone. And four ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. Runners on first and third. Broussard at first. At third is Bobo. The 2-0 and a swing and a jam shot that goes on a bouncer. And having trouble dealing with it is Zielinski. He lost the ball. A runner gets home in Bobo. Getting to second is Broussard. At first is Hansen and the Rafters break through. So Bobo gets home. Thank you to Luke Hansen with a hit. So a one-run RBI single. So Alex Duffy, the nine hole. So Duffy hasn't been up here, hasn't played in a bit. He's had five hits on 33 at-bats. Two down. Hansen at first. At second is Broussard. And Duffy will see the first offering. 1-0 count. Two down. And Luke Hansen with a hit. That goes kind of a jam shot that bounces into Zielinski. He caught it on a short hop, but the ball got away from him. The 1-0 and a swing and a miss. 1-1. So runners at first and second. The Rafters crack the scoreboard here, bottom two. 1-1 count. Christian Fauch will step in and look once more. He's had three strikeouts and looks over at second as Broussard gets there now. Two gone. And a violation on Fauch. On a pitcher violation, well, it's adding to a ball. So he was confused on that. And was like, hey, look, what do you need from me? So 2-1 count now that has improved to what seems like a 3-1 count. So two down. Another ball for Fauch. And sets and fires as Hernandez steps up quickly. But it comes in four strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Hansen with a hit, and the Rafters with a run. Bobo gets home. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for Duffy. He goes down swinging, but the Rafters get a run. A Luke Hansen one-run RBI single that brings Bobo home. So the Rafters lead 1-0. We head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
So top of the third inning, we have a special guest on with us here at WFHR, Jill Dillon from the Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. So Jill, you guys are here today, and tell us about Gift of Life and what you guys do.
You bet, I'm happy to do so. We actually exist to promote organ and tissue donation here in Central Wisconsin. And so our job is basically to make people aware of the great need for organ and tissue donors and to encourage people to sign up. So they'll sign up either on their driver's license or sign up online, Donate Life Wisconsin. They can go online and sign up to be an organ and tissue donor. And so that's really the reason that we exist.
Oh, very nice. Hold on, as AJ Anzai pops away. So you guys, is this your guys' first time being out here, or what's...
No, we've actually been out here. Thankfully, the Raptors have been very nice to invite us out three different times. We're apparently not very good luck because it's rained two of the three of those times when we've been here. But we really appreciate the Raptors inviting us out to promote our organization and promote organ and tissue donation.
As Whit Camp will serve in on AJ Anzai out of the university, out of Chapman University, so batting at 325. So Gift of Life, so obviously people can donate through signing up through being on the driver's license.
Correct.
What other ways can people get involved? As a 2-1 lifted in the air into center field, running after it is Johnson, who makes the grab in center. Anzai, good contact, but Johnson was there.
So the other ways that people can get or can sign up, you can go online, like I said, to Donate Life Wisconsin. You can go to yesiwillwisconsin.org and sign up for to be an organ and tissue donor. But the most the best place to do it is when you are getting your driver's license or renewing your driver's license. The DMV, fortunately, here in Wisconsin, works very well with us to make sure that we get as many people as possible signed up.
Very nice. As Matthews will step in now, Mateo Matthews out of Wagner College, he'll be batting in the eighth spot. So you guys are just in Rapids, or you guys in Wausau? Where else are? Is it just Central Wisconsin, or what's kind of the towns you guys kind of cover?
Yeah, so we're based here in Wisconsin Rapids, but we really cover a lot of area.
As Matthews fouls back.
So we cover the Nacoosa area, Marshfield. We have people in Auburndale, Stratford, certainly over into the Pittsville area, down into the Adams area. So we really try to cover a lot of Central Wisconsin.
And are you guys a nonprofit?
We are nonprofit. We are a registered 501c3 nonprofit with the IRS, correct. So any donations to us, thankfully, are tax deductible now.
Yeah. Mateo Matthews down in the count, 2-1. So Anzai flies out, and Whitcamp will look in once more. He'll step in, serve the 2-1, and it goes on the inside on a fastball on the right edge. So obviously people can donate, obviously getting with their driver's license. And then how many people do you guys have? Is it donations per, do you guys accept at a certain time, or is it kind of throughout the year? As a swing and a bouncer over to Bobo, has trouble fielding it, goes into his chest, throws it over to first, but getting there in time is Matthews.
Yeah, so really one of the other things that we do other than encourage people to sign up for to be an organ and tissue donor is we also raise funds. We work very closely with the University of Wisconsin Organ and Tissue Donation. We give them a lot of funds that we raise because they do a lot of the statewide awareness so they can get further out than we can. And so we give them a lot of the funds we raise. We also, though, work very closely with the Restoring Hope Transplant House, and that's in Middleton, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And they are kind of like a Ronald McDonald House, but for transplant patients. So they house any of their transplant recipients, donors, living donors, donor families, and such.
As a ball popped up on the left side, Cooper Kelly batting in the ninth spot. Now the Kansas University, the Jayhawk from Overland Park. So he's down to the count 0-1.
So we're very happy to support the Restore and Hope Transplant House just because they are a place of real respite for a lot of the transplant families. There's a lot of families here from central Wisconsin that actually spend a lot of time down there at the transplant house, especially for lately.
As a ball lifted in the air into center once again, as Johnson comes out, makes an easy catch, a flyout from Kelly.
Our biggest event actually takes place in April of every year, and that's a scavenger hunt. It's a scavenger hunt all around the central Wisconsin area, mostly here in Wisconsin Rapids. We're very fortunate that the Ridges Golf Course here in Wisconsin Rapids donates their property to us
to use.
That's
nice.
Yes, and so we've had nine. This year was the ninth annual, and we've raised over $100,000 for our cause since the beginning of our scavenger hunt. And that's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And then we are, like I said, very fortunate to have things such as the Rafters who invite us for our smaller fundraisers.
Of course, and so you guys, is it the scavenger hunt at the golf course?
Yeah, well, the scavenger hunt starts and ends at the golf course, but it actually goes all over town. So it's a four-hour hunt all over town, and into Nacoosa, Port Edwards, all of that area, where people have to do wild and crazy stunts.
What are the examples of, what do they have to find?
I'd be happy to give you some of those examples. So we actually asked them to do a lot of things. So teams are, I should start by telling you that there's teams of 4 to 6 people who go around and do all of these things.
Right.
Some of the things that they have to do, we, for instance, have had them have to do the chicken dance in front of KFC. They've had to buy a donut for a police officer. They've had to be handcuffed in the back of a police officer's vehicle.
As the 1-1, a sent high ball, high fly ball into right field, as coming down with it and making the grab is Sailors for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the third. Here on WFHR, but tell us anything a little bit more.
Sure, absolutely. So people ask us, well, why do you have people do all these crazy things? Well, mostly it's because when all of the area citizens are around and they're saying, well, why are you doing this? Why are you doing the chicken dance in the middle of 8th Street? And they can say, hey, we're trying to promote organ and tissue donation, you know, here in our area. And also then what they do is they come back to the Ridges. We have raffles. We have silent auctions. We have a meal. We have some speakers. And again, that's where our major fundraiser comes from of the year. And then again, doing the smaller ones such as the Rafters. We will also be out at the Rapids Red Hawks game on August 1st. They've invited us to participate in their 50-50 raffle that night. So that's our next place that we'll be after this.
Very nice. And so how can people right now, how can they, if you're not on a driver's license, how can you donate right now and get involved?
Yeah, so if you want to really, truly be a financial donor of ours and financially support us, you can find us on Facebook at Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. You can also go to our website, which is centralwisconsingiftoflife.org. We do have a donate button directly on there that you can donate through PayPal. We also have our address on there. We accept checks, cash, anything. But really, our most important thing, of course, other than the funds, is really just making sure that people sign up. There is just a great need in the United States for organs. There's over 100,000 people waiting in the United States for a life-saving organ, and about 80% of those people are waiting for a kidney. There's also living kidney donors that are needed that can donate a kidney as a living kidney. Before you die, you can certainly be a living kidney donor, which is what I am, which is how our organization actually began. My recipient Sarah and her cousin Kathy and I are the ones that started this organization in 2015.
Yeah.
And again, our most important thing is just getting that awareness out there.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much for stepping on here and giving us everybody at WFHR and everybody listening that Gift of Life is such a great cause. And we thank you for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We'll take a quick break here on WFHR and be back in a moment at the top of the fourth.
Yeah, go Hawks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course. So, Bottom of the third here as a great cause for Jill Dillon to come on and thank everybody for listening in on that, because it is a great cause, the gift of life out here with the Humane Society Bark in the Park as well. So Nolan Sailors will lead off. So in the top of the third inning, it was Anzai who flew out. And Yule ended the inning with a flyout as well. So 1-0 count. Stepping in and firing is Fouch. Nolan Sailors here, bottom of the third. Struck out swinging first time up. 2-0 count. Looking in is Fouch. He'll come set. The 2-ball count and a swing and a miss for a strike. 2-1. So Anzai in the top of the third flew out. Matthews got on base off of an error from Bobo at third. And then Kelly flew out to center. And also Ewell flew out to right. So two flyouts to center. And 2-2 count. One run for the Rafters. Your bottom second. An RBI single from Hansen to bring Bobo home. And the 2-2 up in high, 4-ball. So the count is full, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes at 92. The full count delivery and a swing and a towering pop-up that drops into the infield as the shortstop, Cooper Kelly, makes the grab. So Kelly and Jones were looking like they were going to collide paths, but fortunate for Kelly that he was able to make that grab. One down. So a pop-up from Sailors. Anthony Gallison, who popped up to first. One down. Christian Fouch will look in once more. He's got 4 strikeouts, and he's thrown 2 walks as well. So first delivery up in high on a ball, 1-0. So Gallison, 0-for-1. Out of Colts Neck, New Jersey. And he'll see the 1-0 from Fouch. And a swing and a miss inside. He's got a really fast swing. But it's on that ball going towards the inside of the bat. And just miss. 1-1. So 1-ball, 1-strike. And 1 down. Fouch stands in. And delivers up in high on a ball. 2-1 that comes on the right side of the zone. Away, 2-1. So 2-1 count with 1 down. Fouch throws a lot of fastballs. He'll pepper the zone with a couple 90-plus mile-an-hour fastballs. He likes to throw on the changeup as well. And the 2-1 pushes inside. Gallison has to back away, 3-1. So he once again throws another fastball at 95. This guy has a big arm. I think probably the biggest we've seen as far as speed goes, definitely. And the 3-1, and Gallison drives it away, and it pulls on the left field side, 3-2. He really just digs into the zone. He'll shove in a lot with fastballs, really just pushes the zone and forces guys to swing on fastballs. When he's throwing 95 mile an hour plus, it is hard for guys to make contact. So Gallison right now, we'll see the payoff, and a swing and a miss inside. Christian Fouch, 5 strikeouts today. He's allowed a hit, a run, and 2 walks. 55 pitches in total. So Ty Johnson grounded out to second. 2 down. Johnson 0-for-1. Two gone here, bottom third. And the first offering, Johnson on the check swing, but sees the left edge of the zone for a strike. That was once more, another fastball. This comes in at 92 this time. So Christian Fouch A guy at a Littleton, Colorado. And the second pitch in for a ball. So Vouch was ranked by Perfect Game as the number 168 overall prospect, the number 46 right-handed pitcher in the class of 2022. He was the number 2 overall player and the number 1 right-handed pitcher in the state of Colorado. So a guy that was the West All-Region first team in 2021, a 2022 preseason All-American. So had all the accolades. As a swing and a ball lifted in the air, running after it on his horse is Jones. So this season for the Razorbacks, he had a 1-0 record, 14 games played for an 8.76 ERA. He went 12 and a third innings and allowed 14 hits and 12 runs. So he also acquired 9 strikeouts as well. So he picked up the win against Central Arkansas. He went 2 innings back on April the 18th. In front in this count, the 1-2 to Johnson. Low for a ball 2-2. So Arkansas, an unbelievable program. So he's going to a great team in the SEC. He went 43-18 overall this season, so went 32-6 at home. That's just unbelievable. The count is full with 2 down. So Fouch playing big time baseball in the SEC. And the count is full 3-2. Fouch will look in once more. He'll set the payoff, and Johnson flies this away, but this pole's on the left field side out of play and out of the ballpark. 3-2. Two gone here, bottom three. Three balls, 2 strikes. Looking in is Fouch once more. He's already got 5 strikeouts in the 3-2. And a line drive into right field. That stays fair on the first baseline. On his way to second is Johnson. The throw from Jackson. Standing up there is Johnson now. So a double for the future Baylor player, Ty Johnson. And he'll stand at second. That's the second hit for the Rafters. Puts one in scoring position. The count ran full, and Johnson made sure he was going to get a hit. And certainly did. Brendan Bobo drew a walk his first time up. The only Rafter to cross home plate did so in the second. So Bobo, 24 hits this season, got 17 runs, and Fouch will serve in, and a check swing in for Bobo. He backs away, 1-0. Count, Johnson at second, puts himself in scoring position. Rafters up to 2 hits now, bottom three, Fouch looking to get out of this inning, and peppers a zone on the left edge, 4 strike, 1-1. So 5 strikeouts in total for Fouch. He's nearing his 66th pitch, which is a lot given he's almost gone 3 innings. The 1-1 and a check swing and a curve goes low. 2 balls a strike. That one was at 81, so an off-speed pitch there. Ty Johnson. There's a reason why he leads the team in hits and at-bats. Because every game he seems like he's at least getting 1 hit. And the 2-1 fouled off on the right ankle of Bobo. And just backing out of their batter's box. So just bending down for a sec to regather himself. 2-2 count with 2 down. Thank you. Two hits for the Raptors. Brendan Bobo went 1-for-3 in the first game and had that RBI to right field. Can he do so once more? Count is 2 apiece. 2 down. Fouch will look in. He's nearing his 6th strikeout. And head to a 68 pitch. He's already had 2 pitch violations today. And serving the 2-2, popped away on the left side, back behind home plate on the ballpark. 2-2. Two gone. Looking in once more is Fouch. He'll set and serve the 2-2 and pulls away on a fastball, 3-2. So the count runs at 3-2. Brendan Bobo looking to get walked for the 2nd time today. He's drawn 1 walk, perhaps 2. Fouch will set in. He'll fire up and outside. High and away for ball 4. So Bobo will take 1st. That stays Johnson. He'll stay at 2nd. So back-to-back walks for the team MVP last season. Garrett Broussard, who was also walked as well, his 1st time up. Broussard out of Utah Valley went 1-for-2 with a run last game and also drew a walk. Fouch looking to retire this side. He's given up a run in the bottom of the 2nd, but the Raptors threatening here, bottom 3, and a curveball comes low on the right side, 1-0. So a 1-0 count. Rockers haven't committed any errors in the field. They haven't really been tested, given the excellent pitching of Fouch, but the 1-0 on the inside. I mean, certainly he's walked 3 batters. Yes, he's had 5 strikeouts, but those 3 batters, eventually Bobo got home from being walked. So a 2-0 count. Runners on 1st and 2nd. And Fouch to 2-0 and a check swing from Broussard, but paints the right edge in for strike 2-1. So 2-1 count. Christian Fouch, nearing his 74th pitch. He's allowed 2 hits and a run. The 2-1, and same pitch, but just pulls away outside of the zone, 3-1. So once more, he walked Bobo back-to-back times. Can he do it on Broussard? 3-1 count. Bobo at 1st. And the 3-1 lifted in the air and a line drive coming after it and making a diving catch is Holman. So unfortunately, Broussard couldn't see that stay fair. And Jack Holman makes sure he gets the 3rd out. So Raptors come up empty. They still lead 1-0. We head top of the 4th here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you, too, can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, Zane Zielinski.